Fast100.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, coming down the finish line, four more segments to go with Andrew Colvin.
I'm having a great time with Gene, and you're blowing my mind, dude.
That's my job.
So basically, it's all Mothman all the time. Mothman was responsible for everything, all the conspiracies.
No, not at all. No, he's not responsible for them. I just sometimes I make those kinds of references. Vortex research at West Virginia State doesn't really have anything to do with Mothman other than that it was sort of Mothman's lair. But I guess the point is that my initial idea was just to look at Mothman, the Mothman sightings, where they happened first. Just look at where they happened, look at the progression, look at the people that saw them, try to find out what kind of people were these, that sort of thing. It's very simple stuff. And then it just seemed like these sightings all had to do with, you know, petrochemicals and different conspiracies and labor unrest and you name it. I mean, just and it always seemed to sort of go back to the Rockefellers, who, you know, are big mind control, UFO, exotic aircraft guys. They're probably profiting. Somebody's making money on these drones that they're making. There's a big expansion plan for these things. And anything new like that, nobody knows how to do. It's going to be an expensive ticket item.
Well, we're going to get to some questions here after you're done explaining what you're talking about here. We've got a bunch of very good questions from our forum posters, and I didn't mean to interrupt, but why don't you go ahead and finish your thought, and then we're going to start in on some pretty compelling questions I think you'll appreciate.
Yeah, I could go on another paragraph on that MJ-12 thing, but if there's a dead spot, I guess we can do that. But let's go ahead with the questions.
Okay. This comes from a new sign-up. He's only been a poster here for the last month, but he asked the first question. And that is, Andy, do you believe that Mothman is a supernatural entity or a flesh and blood creature? And then his follow-up question is, who or what was Indrid Cold?
Short answer, yeah, I think he's supernatural. And Indrid Cold was he was a man in black. He's probably a government agent. May have been operating out of his planet, Lanulos, I think. Because if you spell Lanulos backwards, it reads Solunol, which is what the kind of research they were doing in Bariloche, Argentina, where all the Nazis went. Apparently, Hitler, even Mengele, those guys. They had a nuclear reactor there right after the war. That was probably where Lanulos was, and it's described as being a jungle place that had some high technology. So I think he was perhaps working with the paperclip scientists who were working on the UFOs, and his job was to, you know, maybe fly one around, test it out, create some havoc in the area. He clearly was hypnotizing people, so he sort of falls into that thing we were talking about earlier where you make people believe that they've been abducted by aliens when they really weren't.
Right. So he was a very talented disinformation agent that happened to have his saucer pilot's license.
Yeah, and we think he was named after, you know, that's obviously a fake name. It either refers to Indra, which has a relationship to the Garuda in Hindu lore, or he may have been named after Emil Kodel, who was the Nazis' most famous spy, who was arrested in West Virginia in 43. And he was posing as a film projectionist, which is what Gray Barker did.
Yeah, it gets curiouser and curiouser.
Kodel, we can't find anything on the guy. He's like the greatest Nazi spy, spying on U.S. ordnance facilities, which the TNT area was. And yet, after he was arrested and held it, supposedly went to prison for 15 years, we haven't heard a word about him. We can't find. We actually petitioned the Freedom of Information documents, and we got nothing.
Huh. Interesting. Well, here's a question from Blowfish, who's a very enthusiastic poster and does quite a bit of posting at the forum.theparacast.com. And he says, Mr. Colvin, did you ever get any cattle mutilations around the hotspots of these so-called Mothman encounters? And that's a question I'd be interested in hearing the answer to as well.
Well, Keel talks about them. Yeah, he definitely says that they are happening there. By the way, a better word for cattle mutilations is biogeochemistry. 1980, David DeWitt wrote a blistering article in Pursuit, which was edited by Keel, where he lays out how mining companies, oil companies, have this biogeochemistry that's kept very secret, where they use animals that are, they don't necessarily kill them, but as soon as an animal dies, like a cow, if it's on a ranch or an area where they suspect that there's valuable minerals underground, they can test the meat of the cow and find out through the minerals that have leached up into the plants exactly what's under the ground.
So prospecting with cattle tongues.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not, yeah, that's exactly what it is. And there's a whole methodology for it. There's books on it. It's a fascinating article, and I've been meaning to get it on the net so more people can read it. It was a huge pushback coming from Jerome Clark and some other people who claimed it was ETs doing it. Rather than admit that it might be Commonwealth Edison, I mean, DeWitt actually named some corporations. Rather than admit that it was oil companies or power companies, Jerome Clark said it was ETs. So, you know, I don't know that he's taken that position on many other issues.
He's gotten pretty agnostic about the whole thing over the last few years. Here's another question from Blowfish. Did you ever find in the witness testimonies any correlation to other strange awareness, such as UFO encounters like radiation burns and a bright glow prior to an encounter in some cases?
With a Mothman encounter or a UFO encounter?
Well, either or both.
Oh, a glow in the area? I didn't catch all of that. Can you read it again?
Or why don't you just explain it to him, and then we'll have to go to the next segment. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, it's kind of written weird, but he's wondering if there were any UFO encounters and other strange events that featured radiation burns or some sort of bright glow prior to an encounter with Mothman or a UFO sighting. It's kind of an obscure question, but he's looking for a tangent phenomenon.
I don't know about prior, but certainly after there were burns.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Gray Marker has a story called Burned by a UFO and in his Book of Saucers, and I think Keel has one called Blinded, Burned, and Injured by UFOs in one of his Saga articles. So definitely, and that, you know, goes along with the Bell weapon-type technology where it would indeed burn you. It could even melt you or cook your meat on your bones as you stood there, depending on what was happening. There was a lot of those cases in South America that Valet investigated. So, and that happened to be also possibly this South America cases, I think, are linked to mineral testing as well, because at that time in the late 60s when that guy in South America got the meat cooked on his bones, that was right when the Rockefellers had developed through Goodyear a sideways radar system that they had put into planes where they could shoot out some kind of EM waves that could find oil under the ground. And they had to fly them under the jungle canopy for it to work. So you had these little drone craft that were seen flying all over.
Right, the chupas.
Yeah, the chupas. Those, I think, were the same kind of scenario.
Okay, here's a question from Angelo, who was one of our former moderators at the forum.
He's still a moderator, Chris.
He is. Okay, yeah, I see his name says moderator still, so he's still hanging in there. And he's one of our more skeptical posters, and of course, true to his skepticism, he's asking some interesting questions. First one is, why is it that the Mothman is associated so closely with the Silver Bridge collapse, even though it happened a year after the sightings? Mothman was seen in November 1966, the bridge collapsed right around Christmas of 67.
Let's hold the answer to that. Let's hold the answer to that and the explanations for our next segment. We have Andrew Colvin. I'm Gene with Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You expect professional service from your doctor, your accountant, and even the girl who takes your morning coffee order. Why not from your domain registrar, too? Namecheap.com provides stellar service with no sneaky upselling. We offer more features and security options for your website than there are ways to order a latte. And new domains come with a WhoisGuard to protect your personal info. At Namecheap.com, you can get your domain for as low as $2.99. Now is a great time to get to know Namecheap.com.
Neighbors, do you need to bring the final touches to your latest podcasts? Clean up the soundtrack of that holiday video. Mix together a few takes from your last jamming session. Process the audio files of the video game you're creating to sound just right. But look no further. Whatever audio-related task you're looking to perform, Amadeus Pro is the tool for you. It's the Swiss Army knife of sound editing. Go to HairerSoft.com. HairerSoft.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
We're covering your questions, listeners, and the way you ask them is you go to forum.theparacast.com, and we have a thread or folder there called The Question Bank. When we know a guest is going to be on, we open a thread or topic where you can post your questions, and we try to ask them, and hopefully we'll get the answers you want. Chris was asking a question from one of our moderators, L'Angelo, about the timing of the Mothman sightings and the crash of the Silver Bridge. You want to expand on that question before we get the answer, Chris?
Well, I think Mothman was actually seen over an extended period of time. There were a number of sightings, but the ones that are, I think, most notorious are the ones from late 66. So why do we have a connection? This is kind of what Angelo's point is, I think, is why John Keel and others have so closely associated the collapse of that bridge with these sightings. I know the answer, though. But go ahead.
Well, I'd like to know the answer. I think it doesn't. It may be related to the Cornstalk curse that somebody wanted to focus on that kind of aspect. I don't think there's a connection other than Mothman may have wanted again to show up in a spot that would link into other spots that might send a message, a cosmic message of some kind for investigators to follow. I don't think he did it. That story, that connection that someone made, you know, maybe a way to demonize Mothman and focus on him instead of other reasons why the bridge may have come down, particularly if there was something under the TNT area that vibrated it. And you see a lot of this in the media, demonizing Mothman. Lauren Coleman's actually, you know, claimed that Mothman at times has killed people, and it definitely implied that he'd killed people. And there's just no evidence for that stuff at all.
Well, what about the supposed curse of the Mothman movie and these all these people that have supposedly died that were associated with the movie and other aspects of the case? How much do you know about that, and would you care to comment?
Well, Keel, you never know what editors have changed because I can't think of maybe one or two people that were on the bridge that were actual Mothman witnesses. I mean, and then somehow that got changed to some of the bridge victims and then many of the bridge victims, but you never hear their names. So there's no real proof that more than a couple of people on the bridge saw Mothman.
How about the strange deaths of people involved in the production of the movie?
Yeah, that's odd.
Okay, would you explain who died, who was in the movie? Obviously, we know that Richard Gere is still here.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, just over the years, since the movie's come out, every once in a while I see a post that's associating some strange death with some involvement in the Mothman scenario, especially the production of the movie that I think came out in, 2002, if I remember.
Well, the only thing strange about it was that the director's wife sort of died with something involving her head. I can't remember if it was a tumor or something. It's somewhat similar to the movie. But all those posts are coming from Lauren Coleman, who seems to have an interest in obituaries and death. And I don't put much stock in it. I don't see the connection.
Well, the main stars are still here. Obviously, Richard Gere is still here. And Laura Linney and Will Patton, appears on that other TV show, Falling Skies. The director, Mark Pellington, is still here, I believe.
Yeah.
And well, I'm not sure. Dig him up.
But as far as Mothman goes, I mean, he was the first sighting I've heard of was 1961, and it was in over the Blaine Island plant where my dad worked, where I lived. And I met the guy last year at the Mothman Festival. He said he was passing papers and saw Mothman. So, you know, they started in the early 60s in the modern era. You know, you've got the ancient stories of the Thunderbird and all that, but 61 and then continuing on way, you know, up until today. I've got people that saw Mothman last year or the year before, and 73 was a big year for sightings in the early 80s. Apparently he was seen over the Fukushima plant, Chernobyl,
Long and short of it is the tradition of equating Mothman with the Silver Bridge. Is that a red herring?
I don't think in the way that they're doing it. It didn't end anything. It didn't. It's just that there might be a conspiracy involved with the bridge collapse, and Mothman may have appeared there to point at that. That's about it, as far as I can tell.
Well, Angelos seems to think that Mothman is easily explained away, and his last question is also the barn owl explanation is pretty spot on. Why do we need the Mothman when it's so easily explained away? Can we just consider it a work of fiction by Gray Barker and John Keel?
Well, it's only explained away if you want to believe it's barn owl.
Right.
But if you've all the people that have met Mothman, I haven't met one that said, oh, I saw barn owl, end of story. They've all said, no, I saw this thing, it was half man, half bird, and it haunted my dreams for years, or it saved me, it saved my kids' lives. In one case, Mothman told this lady, or she got a feeling it, from having experienced him, that carried on and gave her psychic powers, and she took her kids off the school bus, and her kids didn't get killed when the school bus crashed. I mean, there's lots of great stories where people feel like Mothman actually helped them. And there's a weird story that has not gotten any publicity that I recently found, where Barker, he names names. He says these three boys from Leon, West Virginia, which is very near Point Pleasant, were hunting, and they trapped Mothman in a barn. They thought they had trapped him. They go in there. They see the Birdman. One of the lead guy has his gun trained on Mothman. Suddenly, he drops his gun. He goes into a trance. He gives Mothman his hunting jacket, which is just sent from his estranged father in Florida. He lays the jacket down in front of Mothman. Mothman changes into a boy his own age who's crying and is golden in color, and he's crying golden tears. And it's like Mothman projected into this boy's mind a vision of himself. His inner state was revealed to himself. And this is what the Garuda and Thunderbird do. You know, if you're a Thunderbird witness in the native lore, you become a shaman. You become a healer who's going to be blessed with great wealth. You're going to be given psychic insight. And this is how it happens. It's like you, whether or not there's really a bird sitting there, or a bird man, who knows? But the human mind is a strange thing, and you interpret it as a birdman, and then it can actually change into other things right before your eyes. What is that? I don't know, but it's a fascinating topic, and it seems to have a lot of benefits, and alchemical benefits, you might say, which would make it the kind of thing that, like the ET thesis, they would want to come up with an alternate story to keep you from knowing the truth about it, and that story is that Mothman is a demon, who causes bad things to happen.
Wow, so there's some pretty good anecdotal information that would suggest the opposite. Well, here's a couple of very interesting questions from a longtime poster on the forums. Have you ever
managed... What, Chris, let's hold that question, because we have to split and hear some very important messages. We're talking to Andrew Colvin. This is Gene, and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter, and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. Protogrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the Protogrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Phillips, listening to the Paracast, and it's as good as it gets, believe me.
We're asking your questions, listeners, and getting answers from our guest, Andrew Colvin, on the Paracast. When we broke, we gave that inevitable cliffhanger we're so famous for in the Paracast. Chris, you're going to ask a question, a couple of questions.
I've got several here from one of our posters. Have you ever managed to find any further information on Mothman's supposed penchant for blood? And he mentions the blood collection vehicle chase incident. And also, he also mentions the fact that some of the female witnesses were menstruating at the time.
Yeah, that's a good question. That is a creepy possibility. Like, what was that all about? And I mean, one thing it could be, if keeping with sometimes, you know, you have a line of reasoning and you want it to be so you kind of try to look for an explanation that'll fit it. And other than him being a vampire, I thought maybe the Bloodmobile, maybe the Red Cross, if that was a Red Cross, I think it was. Red Cross has long been known as being a CIA front. So maybe that's part of it.
Excuse me, the Red Cross has long been known as a CIA front?
Let me change it. It's not a CIA front. It's infiltrated. Let's put it that way. But relief organizations are often infiltrated, like World Vision is, you know, Hinckley's dad, the guy that shot Reagan, his dad was president of World Vision. And there's tons of evidence that they were involved in things like Jonestown, maybe even. Jonestown, by the way, the people from Jonestown were also from my hometown, as was Charles Manson and Sarah Jane Moore, who both lived on my street. So there's a lot of spooky stuff going on there that does tie into mind control ops, strange things like this, you know, the SLA, which Sarah Jane Moore was involved in, and assassinations too, because two of Manson's ladies Moore and Fromm both tried to take out Ford, which would have put Nelson Rockefeller in the presidency.
Squeaky.
Sarah Jane was actually, you know, dated or was good friends with Manson when they were living together, on Woodward Drive in the, I guess it was whenever that was, the 40s or during the war.
The 50s, probably the Korean War. I would think. And Manson is from your town, you mentioned, right?
Yeah, he's from my street. And actually, I think he burned down
from
the school.
From your street, even.
I think he burned down the school.
Was he ever hired to be your babysitter when you were a kid?
What?
I hope he wasn't hired to be your babysitter when you were a kid.
Well, no, but the Fisher family, who's friends with my mother's side in West Virginia, knows they took care of Manson when his mom was put in prison. And I do think he probably burnt that school down where Mothman was seen so many times. I think that was Manson, because he later burned a school down in Indiana.
My goodness, the plot gets thicker and thicker here.
It's a crazy story. I keep telling people, you know, this is bigger than Fatima, maybe. It's just too bizarre. And that's what kept me driving, it kept me going. It's just too many strange things. It's the biggest story around, I think.
Well, here's another interesting question from Fascist Cardin. He always comes up with very insightful questions. And he says, since the Point Pleasant Mothman sightings, let me skip to this one. How contaminated is the so-called TNT area? And could possibly toxic materials be related to sightings in the area, both through mutated wildlife, possibly, or contamination of the witnesses themselves that could have some sort of effect on their perceptions? It's a good question.
I think that's another one of those stories that's thrown out that distract people, that there's a mutant, Mothman is a mutant animal, because there's no evidence scientifically that radiation causes, or something like that, would cause a mammal or whatever to get bigger. It might, you know, it might deform it, but it's not going to make it be bigger and then fly around and seemingly go against the laws of physics, because there's no way that a creature, you know, 6-7 foot tall man with wings that are only 10, you know, 6 feet on each side could fly. And he doesn't even flap his wings when he flies.
Yeah, that's the strange part of it. I don't think it's ever been reported as flapping its wings. It's almost like they're fixed wings.
Yeah, it could be, if you want to look for a prosaic explanation, it could be a hologram, but I'm not sure that holograms were around in 1961 when we had our first sighting.
Well, speaking of holograms, this is another question from Fascist Cardin. Has Mothman ever been photographed, or has anyone ever claimed, besides the boys in the barn, to have him cornered or possibly even near to capture?
Well, the only one that seems credible, well, I don't, that one over the World Trade Center looks pretty, it looks like something, a Birdman or something like that, but we haven't been able to find the photographer to really, you know, check to verify it. The picture that we have that my sister took from the 73 is the best thing we have so far, and it does look remarkably like Garuda masks and Thunderbird masks that I've found examples of since. And the way it came about was very odd. You know, I was just looking at a bunch of random photos that my sister had sent to me, and my son, who wasn't even three yet, points right to the window and says, Garuda. I don't think I'd ever mentioned Garuda to him. I've often joked that I thought he was like a reincarnated monk or something because of the way his birth happened and everything. I used to be a Buddhist priest for a short time. So, you know, that's something I can relate to or whatever. But I had this weird dream before he was born that he was a monk in his previous life. And so maybe, you know, something came through him and he was led to say that. Something very odd happened there. And then we looked at that face in the window. I blew it up and looked for examples of it. And sure enough, it does look very close to a Garuda, the face of a Garuda. It's all you can see is the face. And we've had about three different photos since then that have surfaced of gray aliens and things looking in through the panes of windows, you know, almost as if they took that idea and ran with it. But mine was
just not it's not pareidolia. You're not just seeing human forms in light and shadow, or
it could be that. It definitely could be that. But the fact that my son said Garuda like that is very unusual. And
that is strange, especially for a 3-year-old.
And even just as a symbol, even if it is just light and shadow, I mean, everything is light and shadow that we're seeing. But, you know, it could be symbolically meaningful if it's not a real Garuda. But I can tell you that I had nightmares about that window all my life, and I would always be sticking my head out and seeing a Bigfoot. And finally it changed into a dog when I was in my 30s. And then I was telling my sister about it, and she goes, well, I've had dreams of that same thing outside that same window.
You would stick your head out and see a Bigfoot? How many times did this happen?
Oh, there's no telling how many times I dreamed about that. Many, many, many times. And it was like the scariest dream I could have, other than I had another one about a man in black coming up the stairs to the front door. And it's possible that my dad was murdered by a man in black because of the way he died, getting cancer at such a young age, and saying that he had been jabbed in the back in the middle of the night.
Excuse me, this is fascinating. Yeah. I'm sorry to even raise this subject, because I realize it could be very painful for you. But having raised the subject, let's leave the cliffhanger for our final segment, because I think all our listeners want to know about this. The book is called The Mothman Speaks by Andrew Colvin. He's going to tell us in our final segment of the episode about the death of his dad and what might have been strange or mysterious about it. I'm Gene Steinberg. Chris O'Brien is the co-host. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com. For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings. With the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
This is the cliffhanger I hate to have left with the show with Andrew Colvin, with Gene and Chris in the Paracast. So tell me this story, Andrew.
Well, he worked at Carbide, and they were having a strike around the time of Mothman. And I think some enemies were made. He was Italian. He was from New York. He wasn't from West Virginia. He was an outsider. They called him, you know, WAP and things. And so I think, and it's possible, you know, it's possible he was working for DISC himself. I don't know. He was Navy. He worked. He was a Navy jet mechanic, like Jack Ruby had been. He was on the ship, the Roosevelt, which later sighted UFOs in 1952. He was in Norfolk during the Philadelphia experiment. He was working at the National Bureau of Standards, which today is the Harry Diamond Labs, which does, you know, exotic satellite craft type of work, lasers, that sort of thing. And the
you open about 7 questions here in every response. Does he have any personal, or did he have any personal knowledge of the Philadelphia experiment reputed to involve tests of invisibility in World War II?
He was very, I didn't even know to ask him that question until after he was dead and my mom remarried. My stepdad said, well, we've been seeing guys running on fire and disappearing at the DuPont plant, which is where he worked. And I'm like, well, that sounds like a ghost or something. And he goes, well, we don't know what it was, but he was terrified and he'd seen it more than once. And I talked to other men there because I worked there 1 year, summer job, whatever, and other guys had seen it. And I was interested in ghost stories, so I took note of that. And then later I found out that this is what was supposed to have happened to Philadelphia experiment veterans, that they would catch on fire and disappear. Now, it could be that they were just being shot with lasers. Testing of laser guns was supposed to have started in the late 60s. So maybe they were taking out labor troublemakers. You know, and again, I don't know if my dad was actually, I know he was in the union. I know he seemed to be an activist. I don't know if he was infiltrating on behalf of the government or not, but he appeared to be an activist, and it could be that they wanted to take him out. And they may have used what Jack Ruby said was being used, that he had been stuck with a cancer needle. And this is the whole backstory to the Judith Baker angles on the JFK case, which is that Oswald was infiltrating, that she had actually worked on militarizing, weaponizing cancer to be used on Castro, but then the plotters turned it around and used it against all the JFK witnesses. So a lot of those died of cancer after the assassination.
So we can inject cancer like a poison. You just simply take the cancer substance, inject it, and in a short period of time, you're dead.
Yes. There was a needle sticking out of our car driver's seat. Or there was a wire, like the spring had stuck up through the seat. And I sat in there, and it stuck me after my dad maybe had died. I can't remember the exact date. But I later was diagnosed with something very similar to leukemia. I had very high white blood cell count when I was 17. So after a few years, it had developed into something, but I survived. But I think he was probably stuck on the leg. I've heard in other places that this is what they would do. They would put a needle in your seat of your car so no one would ever suspect. And my dad did have his first tumor on the inside of his leg, right there where you sit. And then after they took that one out, He in the middle of the night, said he'd been jabbed, felt like he'd been jabbed in the back, and then he got a tumor there and died. So,
Of course, you can't prove this, unfortunately. You can't find out who murdered your father.
Right. But the timing of it does seem to coincide with Nixon's opening up the bioweapons lab at Fort Detrick, which was 71, or maybe 70. But so right around that same time that the military started doing this.
Well, the Army Chemical Corps had been working in that facility for decades at that point. Good old Sidney Gottlieb and his crew. We're going to have you back, Andrew. This is, we've opened up enough material here to follow up on a number of shows. And, I must say I'm a little bit kind of pushed back in my seat here by a lot of what I've been hearing. And there's just too much of it piling, one coincidence on top of another synchronistically to just discount it all as the musings of someone that's looking for connections where they don't belong. This is absolutely fascinating, and I want to thank you again for being on the show. I can't wait to have you back so we can dive more fully into some of these areas that you kind of taken the lid off of.
Yeah, that's why the books are like 500 pages each. It's like so much stuff to cover.
Well, I've got one last question, and you did mention an interesting photograph taken, I guess, over the World Trade Center. And I have one last question. That is, Mothman sightings have been considered by some as an omen because of the Silver Bridge collapse. Has this creature or something similar been seen before other catastrophes in other locations around the world? And if so, when? You mentioned Fukushima. Now, I wasn't aware that a flying humanoid type was seen, in that particular scenario.
Yeah, and Chernobyl as well. And who knows if those are real or made up? But nobody's come forward to try to take advantage of those stories. They're out there. They've been printed, but nobody's trying to go on the lecture circuit to take advantage of it. So it makes you wonder why would somebody make it up and then not do anything with it. So it makes me kind of think that they're actually real. And also at the 911 thing, there's other people that saw Mothman at 911 too. So it makes you wonder that they might not be real sightings. And I think Mothman probably does have a particular interest in nuclear stuff because the Garuda, he traditionally carries Vishnu on his back, Vishnu the preserver of the world. So if you believe in this ancient stuff, that would nuclear devastation would be a primary thing that a archetypal protector being would want to keep us abreast of and make us warn us about, because that's probably the most dangerous thing we've got going right now, I think. Nuclear, there's probably stuff falling here in Seattle right now that's hot particles are definitely, I think if you live in Seattle, you're breathing in about 5 per day.
Oh, my goodness.
5 hot particles of radioactive material.
Well, of course, the name Union Carbide, you automatically remember the horrific Bhopal incident, and I wonder if there were any Garuda sightings around the Union Carbide disaster in Bhopal, India.
I haven't heard of any, but you'd think that if it was the Garuda that there would be some out there. That's an interesting angle I've never really looked into. I do know that recently you've heard that Michelle Obama worked for the law firm that tried to that represented carbide in that case.
Oh, really?
And Obama obviously has is beholden to the nuclear power industry to some degree. I haven't really gotten into that too much and studied up on it, but I've heard from their, you know, different sources that he is, you know, really pro-nuclear. And that's not a good thing. I don't see how this can go anywhere good with these plants that are deteriorating and can be inundated by floods because they're all located, you know, next to rivers and with dams upstream and on coastlines where a tsunami can come in. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Like, certainly what they learned in Japan to their detriment. We don't hear too much about what's going on with that nuclear plant. You know, it got buried on page 400 of the newspapers, and they have like 200 pages, so you never see it.
And it's all blowing our way. That's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, now they're burning all the radioactive material, which is throwing all this stuff high up into the atmosphere.
I'll tell you what, before the network goes high up into the atmosphere and says, get off now, Andrew Colvin, tell our listeners where they can find more of the things you do.
Again, fortianswest.com and Facebook. If you look for the golden wing spread emblem, that's me. There's a lot of Andy Colvins, but I'm the one that looks like a birdman. Also at mothman911@gmail, and that's just mothman911 with no what do you call that, slash. Without the slash.
Okay, without the slash. Chris O'Brien, by the way, has OurStrangePlanet.com, and he's also promoting that new documentary of many, many DVDs about people talking about UFO disclosure. Check it out, OurStrangePlanet.com. From me and Chris to Andrew Colvin, thanks for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me, guys. It was great.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.